Hi, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Have you had a good summer off?
Yeah, it's been okay, actually. Not too bad. I needed that bit of rest and recuperation. Is that the word? Yeah, I needed a bit of that. So, yeah, it's been good.
something like that, yeah. Lots still going on, of course, locally. And, of course, we've had a summer of sport, so it probably would have diverted from talking about all things Crawley anyway. But we start with something that seems to be something that's popping up in different communities, because we have one now in Merstham. I'm talking about a community cinema at St. Peter's in Crawley, at the West Green Community Cinema.
Yes, I love going there. I love it, Tony. I think it's amazing. And I love these community cinemas. I think it's really good because not everybody can afford to go to the cinema sometimes. I think it's really expensive these days. And to have a community cinema, and I think the tickets are dead cheap, really, aren't they?
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've got two films coming up in September. The first one is One Life, which is Wednesday, the 11th of September. The other one is Vindication, which is the 25th of September. And I love to go there. I think it's amazing. You get tea and coffee as well, and biscuits and cake as well. And it's very much family friendly. I love it. I love going there.
Yeah, the first one, the One Life one, is a truly wonderful film, actually. It stars, you didn't mention this, Anthony Hopkins, Helena Bonham Carter, Romola Garai, and Johnny Flynn. And it actually tells the story of Sir Nicholas Winton, who was the young London stockbroker who, in the months leading up to World War II, rescued 669 predominantly Jewish children from the Nazis. So it's a truly powerful film. And well worth a look for those who,
definitely. Like anything with Anthony Hopkins in it is amazing. And I think I've heard about Nicky Winton. I think he rescued a lot of the Jewish children. Is it from Czechoslovakia, I think?
Yeah.
But it's just, I think those stories are just so powerful and so, a lot of humanity, really. A lot of humanity. Yeah. And I think it's a lesson for all of us, really.
Well, of course, the big film in covering a lot of that subject, of course, was Schindler's List. But this is about somebody different who was involved in a similar sort of thing to save lives from the Nazis. And much underplayed and, much talked about as a... I'm not quite sure how you describe it, but a very powerful film nonetheless.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Okay, and that is, of course, on the 11th of September, 7 o'clock, with the doors opening at 6. And it's a 12A, so it's good for most to go see. The other one is Vindication Swim at the back end of the month. I know nothing about this film.
I don't know much. I did look it up a little bit. It's about the first British woman to swim the English Channel.
Wow.
Which is and that was like in 1927. So for a woman to do that in those days, well, good on her and very brave. But yeah, I think that'd be quite interesting, actually. I don't know much about it, but apparently it's quite good, though. Vindication Swim, 25th of September.
Yeah.
And I like any stories where they've got heroes or somebody that does something beyond something or something different and brave and, you know, challenging. So I think this story would be quite good. If you need a bit of inspiration to do something in your life, go and watch this. I think it'd be brilliant.
Yeah, it's the St. Peter's Community Cinema at West Green, and the St. Peter's West Green Church as well, isn't it? If I'm right.
Yeah.
How much it costs?
£5. Yeah, I think it's £5, which is brilliant, isn't it? It's brilliant. For such good films, such powerful films, I think it'd be brilliant to go to.
Yeah, it will do. The website is churchcrawley.com. If you go there, you'll find out about the community cinema. The programme almost, I think, for the rest of the year is on there. And looking through the list, I can see there are some wonderful little films in there, including one called Wicked Little Letters, which is not on until the end of October. And it stars Olivia Colman. I've seen this film, and it is absolutely wonderful. It's a proper whodunit and will surprise you, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody. But if you want to see this one and you don't want to wait or pay for a streaming subscription, go along on the 23rd of October for that one. Well worth a visit.
Is that a true story, Tony?
I'm not sure whether it's a true story or not, but
it's really
a good film. It has some, as it's described here, Edith Swan and fellow residents of 1920s Littlehampton begin to receive wicked letters full of hilarious profanities. Foul-mouthed Rosie is charged. I'm not going to tell you who did it. It is a real twister. It's absolutely brilliant. And yes, there's you need to close your ears a little bit if you're not too keen on the bad language. But it's very, very good. Also stars Timothy Spall as well. So...
brilliant.
Well worth it. Anyway, that is the St. Peter's Community Cinema, and say there are details on the web. Now, one of the other things that I wanted to mention, I think you've seen these guys, I think, Ensemble Reza, celebrating the classic greats.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant, they are. I love them. And I did go and see them a few months ago, actually, in Broadfield Community Centre. Mm. And I think they're just amazing. They're so engaging and they're so welcoming as well. And, you know, the funny thing is, one of the guys from there used to live in my old neighbourhood in North London.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had this connection. But I love how they bring that music to the community. Once again, you know, community cinema, music for the community, and everybody getting engaged and just involved. I think they're brilliant and they do such brilliant stuff. And I think the talent is just there, Tony. You know, when you have pure talent... Yeah. Music is just there, but how they sort of entertain you as well, I think it's amazing. I love them.
They look like a good bunch, and if you like some of the classic greats of the Baroque classical eras and Romantic periods, you've got things like Beethoven's Quartet, Opus 18, number 5 in A major, Brahms Sextet, and you can settle in for an evening of pure music that Judy Dench has described as. She says, I'm a real fan of the Ensemble Reza. The passion and virtuosity of the musicians is evident in every note they play, and their shared sense of musicianship results in outstanding performances, which leaves audiences cheering for more.
Wow.
So, yeah, this is to be found at the Hawth.
Yeah, no, they're brilliant. They go to the community, so the Hawth Theatre is a brilliant place for this sort of music. And just to mention that, I've actually went to the Royal Albert Hall last week as one of my birthday presents. Yeah, so it was love. I forgot the name of the piece, but it was based on William Blake's poem.
Oh yeah,
and it was just amazing. The classical music, and it's just everybody was just so enthralled by it. And that's the first time I've ever been to the Royal Albert Hall for a classical concert. I'm just amazed. And I think music really touches you. It just touches you.
I have
film
to say,
and music.
I've never been to the Royal Albert Hall in all my years. And it's one of those places that I really wished I had have done. What's it like?
Oh, so amazing. And you can, you know, I think Royal Variety performances were done there. The Queen was sitting in one of those boxes. I think it's amazing. The atmosphere is amazing. And when the music was playing, Tony, everybody was just silent. There was no movement. And I think that adds to the magical sort of place that is. You need to go and the seating. And I had a seated position in a box. So that was amazing.
Oh, you had a posh
box.
But
imagine so many famous people there. Imagine that the history in that, and the place is amazing anyway. So you must definitely go, Tony.
Okay, happy birthday, by the way, and I'm glad it was a nice birthday treat.
Thank you.
Crawley Festival is next, and same day, a lot going on the 14th of September. High Street Live is what we've got.
Yeah, no, I love that. I love, you know, I love Crawley Festival and I love anything that happens in the High Street, because once again, community, taking the music, taking food, taking comedy, taking poetry on the streets of Crawley. I think it's amazing. And that's the 14th of September between 12 and 8:30 p.m. So I really like the evening events as well. So it's till 8:30 and it's for everybody really. But it's live music, lots of places to get food. And the High Street in Crawley has got a lot of historical elements to it. So it's really a wonderful atmosphere. I love going there. And I think live music... And, you know, just mingling with people and meeting new people. I think it's amazing. I love it. I love Crawley and High Street Live. I love it.
Yeah. Hopefully they don't have the motorbikes going by in the back.
I don't yeah, motorbikes, why not? I think they're nice. A little bit of Harley Davidson speeding by, why not?
Very very musical. High Street Live, it's 12 to 8:30, as Parveen, as you said, on Crawley High Street. And you can find details on that one. It's CrawleyFestival.com. So, yeah, one again to watch out for. Now, we don't often talk, when we talk about things that are going on in Crawley, we don't often talk business. But I've come across a thing that says find a local business, Crawley, falb.co.uk. And it's a free networking group for businesses in the Crawley area. Fabulous September. It's a free networking group. And just so as you want to find out about it, you can go to eventbrite.co.uk for that one. Also taking place, strangely enough, on September the 14th. It's like there's nothing else happening the rest of the month. It's all happening on that one Saturday.
That's true. Sometimes it does work out like that. But I like that idea. I really love the networking idea. Because you can, if you're, for example, if you're starting up a new business, to get some tips, to get some help, to get, you know, where to go for resources and money and stuff. And I think England is becoming a bit more business-minded, isn't it? So we do encourage a lot of people, young people, to start their businesses. And I've seen it. I've seen people doing YouTube business on YouTube, Tony.
Wow.
And they're making millions, aren't they? Or thousands anyway. But I think anything networking, partnership work, I think getting information, I think it's a fabulous idea.
Yeah. Well, that, to say, is on the 14th of September. And you can get the details, as I say, from the eventbrite.co.uk or falb.co.uk. Find a local business in Crawley. Finally, Parveen, one that I know lots and lots of people will enjoy. It's something that, an older generation might find a little strange, because there's a thing these days about events that have the words Comic-Con in them.
And, I know.
Started out in America,
much.
In San Diego, with a big Comic-Con event that thousands upon thousands of people go to. Well, it's coming to Crawley. Crawley Comic-Con and Toy Fair, K2 Crawley, on the 29th of September. How about that?
I know. I love it. I love the idea. And I think you can dress as your favourite character. And I think some people are. But it shouldn't be a surprise, actually. Wasn't Batman and Superman quite big in the old days, Tony?
It was described in a different way. But the thing with Batman was, didn't he have his underpants? Oh, it was Superman, wasn't he? He had his underpants on outside his trousers or something. This is a wholly different thing, isn't it?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, actually. I'm like you. I'm a little bit curious about it. Crawley Comic Con and Toy Fair. I like the idea of the Toy Fair as well. I think that's quite good. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to go and see what's happening. And there's a lot of...
Yeah.
Is it new comics out there as well? There's a lot of, like...
I think so.
Southeast Asian comics coming up. And there's lots of different cartoon characters. But, I mean, I think the good old Superman, Batman, that those are for me, to be honest.
I'll tell you what, this seems like a really, really good excuse for grown men to go along and play with a lot of toys. As it says here, come and spend the day immersed in Comic-Con culture with lots of people dressed as their favourite characters. Also, they have retro gaming, face painting, board and card gaming areas, movie cars on display. Wow, that's going to be a bit of fun. Wow. Lots of exhibitors selling everything from Star Wars to Stranger Things. Wow. A family-friendly, great value-for-money event where everybody is welcome. So, yeah, it sounds like a whole day of fun.
I think it sounds brilliantly. Well done, K2, for doing that as well, though. Something different to bring to Crawley. Yeah. And as you said, it's for everybody. I think it's from young to elders, really. So it'd be quite good. I think it's quite... I might pop along because it looks sounds interesting. I've never been to one, so maybe that's another one on my list.
It's up the road from you. It's at Peace Pottage. And if anybody wants the postcode for it, it's RH119BQ. And again, details to be found. If you put into Google Crawley Comic Con and Toy Fair, you can buy tickets and you can go and, well, have fun for the day, because it sounds like some extraordinary fun. Ticket holders, it says, with additional needs who may find it helpful to enjoy the event in a quieter atmosphere. They're offering a 9:30 a.m. entry, so that gives them some time before the main entry at 10 to have a little look around when it's less crowded. So that's a nice idea too.
Yeah, no, that's lovely of them. I think inclusive, make everybody welcome.
Yeah, yeah. And, yeah, so that is K2. It is the Crawley Comic Con and Toy Fair. And it's one of the many things that are going on in Crawley in September. We're out of time, Parveen.
Oh, what a shame, what a shame. It's always lovely to be on here, and it's always lovely to bring the comedy and the comedy? Are we comedians? Bring on the community events that happen in Crawley.
One question I've got to ask you that I didn't ask you just now. If you went to the Crawley Comic Con and Toy Fair and dressed up, what would you go as?
Oh, God. Can I be Superwoman? What was her name? Carter.
Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's Wonder Woman. I want to be Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Okay. Parveen Khan, Wonder Woman, it's been a joy and a pleasure, as always, to catch up with you. We will do the same again in a month's time. But for now, Parveen, thank you.
Thank you.